Well, good morning, Interbet fans, and welcome. We're at Turfantine on the inside track today. 9 race program, 21 pin prompter, 8.5 false rail at the 500 meter mark. And the draw is critical when you've got a wide false rail like this. So let's go into our 9 race program. 12:20 is the first middle stakes, 3,000 meters, only 5 runners. The Azzy horse is 7-10 breeze over. Well, he's got to give chunks to the strong front runner Moment. And then Key Worker, who's been out of form, but she should be able to run a lot better here. So I'm putting her into my play as well. If you get Breeze Over beaten, you could get a nice start to the pick three. Race two, maiden plate, 1,000 meters. Hot favorite here is Midnight Flyer, and so she should be very, very good run first time out. Hard to beat. All the money's for Bunyan. Jan Janssen van Vuren runner. Remember, Louis and Schlapo wrote a winner for these guys, and there was a lot of money for it, and then it drifted out, and then he got the ride the next time and won again. So Louis can get the job done from draw one. Miami Mountain, the Decock horse, is also supported. Watch for follow through. Look for improvement from Miss Munro, number 7. Race 3, maiden plate, fillies and mares. They go 1,000 meters. Hot favorite is the Van Vuren runner, Campanilo, drawn a bit wide. Paradise Way, though, has had a run, and they were very good form behind Windsor Silk. But watch Lasting Looks. That's not that far behind on collateral form, so that might improve a lot, and that's drawn 2. Race 4, middle stakes, 1,000 meters. Karate Kid, second run after a break. Cosmic Star seems to be held. Then you go to Sheldon. Shows a lot of pace. He could be a big improver here. Silver Tudor improved last. The favorite is the Abdicator. I can't back horses that were fatigued the last twice. They might be on top of that problem, but this is a tough, tough start to the pick 6. Race 5, Pinnacle, 1,600 meters. I think Fire and Flames might be the answer here. Gets 2 kilos from Argo Alley. Pull in the weights. I think that will help him. Kamala gets aboard him. I think he'll go really well. Argo Alley obviously won extremely well. But the horse, they're all going to have to get past his money heist. Might be much better than rated, and he is third run after arrest. He had a problem. He was off for a year, so look for big improvement from money heist. Navarro Nation and We Can Go All Night both got some sort of chance here. So it's not as cut and dried as it looks. Race 6, novice handicap, 1,200 meters. So we have a look at this race and we say, well, what's the best horse in the race? And it does look like the Last Duke, who won extremely well, second start, but then top division, won well and then ran a nice second. So they look like the best two, and I think that they're the two horses you're going to be able to get away with. Nothing else looks like it's in this class. We'll stick with those two. Race 7, this is a divided handicap, 1450. Here Come Boca shows pace. Gets a 1.5 kilos and might end up being able to win it if it has its own way. But there is pace in the race in the form of One False Sweep. Drawn 1. If she stays as filly, she is a big, big danger. It seems like the stable companion is the better of the two, but I'm putting them both in. Destiny of Fire, really good run last time. This is second run. She did run on really well. She might just need another one. And Stars and Bras, big price, could be a big improver. Race 8, divided handicap, 1,400 meters. Well, here's where I think we might have a banker. Number 8, Valentina Balducci. The form's worked out extremely well. She won a really good race. She's not too green, and she can get her act together, and she goes around the bend. She could be very, very difficult to beat. The race looks light. Heavily good, won a second start. That looks like an improver, obviously. Cape Saffron. Got good form, but as I said, the Pettigrew stable is not hot at the moment. When it does turn hot, got to have a big chance. And then Great Notion might be worth including in bigger purrs. Race 9, this is a middle stakes, 1450. I'm going strongly with number 12 plus 4 off call, 1 with 52 on its back. Course of distance, 2-1-1, everything in its favor. Looks like a lovely race for plus 4, should be able to win it. What else is there? Well, Press On Regardless won well and got 6 points for winning. That's harsh. Not going to make it easy from draw 10. Paul Revere, I think this might be a big player here. He got 4 points for winning, and I thought he won a lot easier than Presson regardless. And he still gets a 2.5 claimer, so it should go well. Icky Guy, 9 years old, but he's always there or thereabouts, and player with roll with the punches. But I'm going with +4. So the last two races are the races that I'm going to stick my neck out. Remember on Interbet, you can bet in running. And I see Scotty Scheffler's gone 5-1 in the Players' Championship. He's 5 behind. I can tell you Scotty Scheffler can make up 5 very easily in 2 rounds. So to me, he's a real player of the day. There's also spread betting on the rugby games. I cannot believe South Africa 17-20 at 13.5 points. I think it will be much closer, and I think we're getting carried away. I did think that they'd win last week, but they look like they're battled to beat the spread. I went Australia +17.5, and you can bet in running. That's a great part. There's all types of bets today in running. Soccer bets on the Interbet app. It's just fantastic. So all you Interbet players, I hope you have a great day's racing. And then all the spread betting and soccer, rugby should be great. Have a good one.